This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Today, the New York Attorney General announced a civil rights investigation into the Weinstein Company related to allegations of sexual misconduct by Harvey Weinstein. Over the weekend, the New York Times reported on a $32 million settlement between former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly and a news analyst, also over sexual harassment allegations, a factor in claims made against both Weinstein and O'Reilly. NDAs, confidentiality agreements. Those who sign them basically agree not to talk, and they can be established at the beginning of employment or as part of a settlement. Ashley Milne-Tite's been looking at their impact and has our story.
When I called lawyer Marina Freigen, she was just leaving for a mediation in a sexual harassment case. Her client is a woman in her 40s who says she'd been harassed by her direct supervisor, an older man. She complained to HR, and the man retaliated. Ultimately, the woman was fired. Freigen says she and the company have agreed to settle, but...
In preparation for today's settlement conference, I had to say to her, look, you're going to have to sign a confidentiality agreement. You're not going to be able to talk about this or put it on social media or name him or anything like that.
If she wants to go public, she'll have to take her employer to court.
That is such a big thing to a lot of plaintiffs. That's such a big, scary thing.
And an expensive one, too. Confidentiality agreements have been around in various forms for decades. They encompass everything from non-disclosure agreements, which you may be asked to sign when you start a new job, to non-disparagement clauses, which usually come when you're parting on bad terms. Employment lawyer Anne Fromholt says all these agreements are designed to protect the company and keep things quiet. In harassment settlements, the company doesn't admit wrongdoing. To the company, what happened isn't fact, it's allegation.
So the company is paying to keep those allegations from becoming public because that would be harmful in the company's eyes to the company.
Brenda Smith is a professor at American University Washington College of Law. She says being paid off and keeping quiet makes sense for most victims. Their privacy is protected, as well as the perpetrators, and they avoid the stress of a trial. Still,
it keeps bad company culture alive.
Secrecy can allow harassment to continue and isolate victims.
It can also, in some ways, really concretize the trauma for people who have suffered harm. They may be under the impression that they are the only one.
When in fact one harasser can have multiple victims, none of whom know about the others. Marina Freigen says she once represented a guy who'd been harassed by another man at his office. The company settled and her client signed a confidentiality agreement. But then Freigen began hearing about other cases of harassment by the same man at the same company. And she started representing those victims.
And it presented a problem even for me because I know I have to protect that other client who had already signed a confidentiality agreement.
That means she couldn't even tell her new client she knew all about the perpetrator from her work with the earlier client. Freigen doesn't see confidentiality agreements disappearing anytime soon. But Anne Fromholtz isn't so sure. She says she would expect companies to still insist the amount of a settlement be kept secret. But given a bill in New York to outlaw confidentiality for harassment victims,
we may be seeing the very beginnings of a trend that would mean that the provision that prohibits employees from discussing the underlying facts no longer exists in the future.
And if the facts or allegations are out there, it gives employees a chance to find out what may be going on at their company, and harassers will have no place to hide. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.